And Louise, you're recording? Good, I see it.
Great, thank you. Well, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you and have this opportunity to share. Let me just read a couple of passages of scripture to you, as I think that's very necessary with this particular subject. I'm reading from an Amplified Bible that was given to me by a fellow Jesus freak called Annie. And it came at a time that I was praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And it was really a bit deja vu when I opened up the Bible, and I don't go to this Bible very often. There were the key passages all underlined from 1973. So that was a little strange, as I did not know they were underlined in this way. But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, to the very bounds of the earth. So that's the picture that we get there in Acts. And further on, it talks about they were all gathered in one place in Acts 2, and the Holy Spirit came down upon them. And there was, as it were, fire, and they spoke in tongues. And in John 14, it says this, and this is Jesus talking, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. And that's the Holy Spirit. So a few thoughts about what we read in the passage, and also just to set it in the context of the last 30 years and perhaps what we have learned and what we have done well and perhaps not so well. So Acts 1:8 tells us that the Holy Spirit will come down upon us, give us power, and you will be my witness. Now, this word witness is actually the Greek word martyr. So it means the Holy Spirit will give you power to lay your life down. Or as a Salvation Army officer once said to me, it will give you power to love like Jesus loves. And I've always liked that as a definition. So this is the power to sacrifice. It's the power to love like Jesus loves. It's the power to lay our life down in the context of service. And I've often thought about it like this way. Christian love begins when our feelings run out. In other words, we all have a natural capacity, fairly limited capacity, to love and to lay our lives down. But that capacity and the emotions and the energy to do that often run out. And it's that time, a bit like the new cars, that we have to go from running on petrol to running on electricity, or running on electricity to running on petrol. And it's at that point that the power of the Holy Spirit enables us to do those things that we cannot do. So the Holy Spirit takes us into another realm. And this power is in the context of service, to be my witness. So this is about our demonstration of faith, about our missional capacity. The reason that Annie gave me the Bible and I was praying is I had come across in the little coffee bar that we were working on a little boy who more often or not was soaked in urine for inexplicable reasons. And this little boy was often very keen to be hugged and very keen to be taken in my car, neither of which I was prepared to do. And I realized I just didn't really have a capacity to love this boy. And I prayed to be filled with the Spirit. And indeed, I did experience something. And the next day when I met this little boy, I was able to hug him and take him in my car and do things that the day before I didn't seem to have the power to do. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit. In John 14, it calls the Holy Spirit, Jesus calls the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And I think this works in almost the same kind of way, that there is a natural comfort that we can all find through family, friends, food. We can find comfort through things that we shouldn't do as well, all sorts of things. And probably many of us have found comfort, and I certainly have, in eating perhaps more than I should have over this time. And that's a normal, natural comfort. But there's a supernatural comfort when what you can find in yourself is not enough in your time of need or the moment you're in. And that's when, as Christians, we believe that we are not alone. And we, by faith, hold on to the presence of God. And as it were, we step into supernatural comfort that is beyond buttering another slice of toast. This is a completely different kind of comfort. This is a deep down knowledge. And many of us have traveled in hard times at moments in our lives. And it's in those moments that we know the comfort of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is presence and purpose. Presence and purpose. And I believe this is a very important balance. And it's not a pendulum. It's two railway lines running together, tied together by the Holy Spirit, tied together by Father, Son, Holy Spirit, presence and purpose. But I think that what happened in the early days of the charismatic movement between 1960 and about 1967, 68, and about 1984, that amongst those groups that was experiencing the Holy Spirit was a real sense of purpose, a real sense of wanting to make a difference, to see a Christianity that was active and challenging and making a difference. And there was a real outpouring, often followed by the supernatural gifts of the Spirit, speaking in tongues. And there was a sort of golden age, as it were, of the charismatic movement. But it seems to me that what happened really very quickly, certainly happened in YWAM, certainly happened in my ministry, that somehow that the experience of the Holy Spirit became taken away, diverted from purpose. And so now it was just about an end in itself, the experience, the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and the whole area of purpose was rather lost. And I think we then went into 20 years of consumer experience, where the Holy Spirit was just a consumer experience. Have you fallen over? Have you done this? There was no underlying purpose. And my own feeling is that the Holy Spirit just moved away very slightly. That sort of era of the charismatic, that era of the power for purpose, left us. That doesn't mean the Holy Spirit has left us personally. Far from it. We can still know that power, but as a movement. And I do think that if we want to see that return, we must return to purpose. And we must have that balance of presence and purpose in our lives, the two coming together. And then there is perhaps another reason. And I think what we did this morning is that so often we don't create space. So Darren created space. And I feel like the Holy Spirit has always needed space. And where I've seen the most supernatural things happen in terms of gifts of the Spirit, there's always been people who are prepared to give space. And so you have this sort of balance between presence, purpose, and space. And then there's a sense in our own personal lives of hunger. I can remember kneeling beside my bed at 3 o'clock in the morning with a genuine crying out to God for his presence, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to know Jesus in my life in that way. And so perhaps there is a new hunger. You know, we all leak, as it were. And because we leak, there are times when we need to come back, call upon God to be filled afresh with his power and to be filled afresh with his Spirit and to be open to the supernatural and to the gifts of the Spirit. But they are there for purpose. They're there for the equipping, the healing, and the empowering of people, that they too can have purpose. And I think as we embrace that purpose, and then obviously the comfort of the Holy Spirit is there, that as our lives hit hard times, then there is this supernatural strength to enable us. So at this moment in the church, they celebrated Pentecost. They celebrated the coming of the Holy Spirit as by fire and the speaking of tongues. And so we call out in our own hearts, perhaps, that we could step into a new area where we might see more of the power of the Holy Spirit at work. Thank you.